Hey, welcome to the podcast. It's John and Jackson right now, and this is a very special week of our podcast.
Yeah, we decided to take a little vacation, treat ourselves.
Yeah.
So we don't have new podcast episodes for you. But we wanted to make sure that your feed was nice and updated with something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we had intern Nico. I was about to say I did it, but that's not true. Mm. I don't want anyone to think that I actually work hard.
Our show is above honesty.
Yeah.
If anything else.
That's true. We don't take credit for anything.
No.
But we had intern Nico go through and slap together these best ofs. So he picked the clips that he liked the most from our show, smashed them together, and we're going to do like 30-minute best of episodes every day this week.
So if you know of someone who has never heard our show before, what a great week to tell them to listen so they can hear nothing but the prime stuff, the grade A.
Because there's some fluff. Well, listen, I edit a 1 hour 30-minute podcast every single day.
Yeah.
With the three of us.
Uh-huh.
And I'll say, makes me laugh.
Uh-huh.
I think it's funny.
Uh-huh.
I think we're a good time.
Sure.
Is it all necessary? Certainly no.
No, not at all.
But these are like the essentials.
So tell a friend, get them a listen this week, and we'll be back with new episodes next week.
Yeah.
Old Gerald.
Mm. Who is that?
Old Gerald.
Old Gerald. So our dog, Buddy. He's a puppy, but he really, when he goes outside to use the potty, he goes only in like one area, which is awesome.
Yeah, they typically do.
Yeah, so it's great for me. It's easy. I go, I pick it up real fast, and life's good. Mm-hmm. I never even really search the rest of the lawn in the backyard because Buddy always goes in one spot.
Right.
Or so I thought. It turns out that Buddy had found another spot in the backyard. Like way behind like this tree in a bush, like by the end of the lot, right? Mm-hmm. That he had gone once, and I had never seen it. I don't know how long it's been there, but the kids, my kids Liam and Ella, they're 7 and 5, they found it.
Wow, and that was entertainment.
They named it Old Gerald.
Old Gerald.
Like Old Faithful.
And they go out every day to go see how Old Gerald's doing, if Old Gerald is still there.
It's like a science experiment.
And they even wrote songs about Old Gerald.
And this was all going on without you knowing.
Behind my back.
That's
it was like
hilarious.
Their inside joke that Dad didn't know about Old Gerald. And they'd be like, Old Gerald in the corner, Old Gerald. And I swear, here's the only reason I found out about Old Gerald. I picked up the poop yesterday, or it was a few days ago now. I just picked it up. And the kids were like, where's Old Gerald? And they came in the house and they were so upset. Like, where did Old Gerald go? And I'm like, who is Old Gerald?
Why Old Gerald?
I don't know.
Did they explain?
No.
Did it look like an old man, maybe?
I did not notice when I was picking it up.
Well, to you, it was just a pile of poo.
Right, exactly.
But to them, like, that was their Mr. Hanky.
That was their friend.
You threw away Mr. Hanky.
It was actually, if you looked at it in the right direction, mm-hmm. It was like a side profile, kind of like the George Washington.
Gerald Ford.
Old Gerald. As you know, my kid's favorite president.
Yeah,
Gerald
obviously.
Ford. And it seems to me that they had adventures with Old Gerald. Out there in the backyard.
Gross.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't mean they ever touched Gerald.
To your knowledge.
To my knowledge.
Yeah.
I'll bet maybe.
I bet he's been on a sled a time or two.
But I'm like, you guys are unhealthy the way you're attached to this poo. Old
Listen,
Gerald.
You're a kid. Okay, you've never been entertained by a turd in your lifetime, John Watkins.
Yeah, again, Mr. Hanky.
Yeah,
most entertaining piece of poo ever.
I don't know, man, but I got rid of Old Gerald. It was a dark day
monster.
In the Watkins household.
Wow.
Yeah, Monroe, I gotta know if this is true.
Okay.
You went to GNC yesterday.
Yes.
You walked inside.
I had a horrible experience.
What happened?
So I've been doing like protein shakes as my diet. I always do it. And I do it mainly because I get up so early that if I eat like a heavy lunch, I get too tired.
Okay.
Like I just can't make it through the rest of the day. So a protein shake kind of helps me move past the tired, right? Not eat so much. So I go into GNC and I ask the guy like, okay, I'm looking for a good like protein shake, you know, and he's like, for weight loss? He's like, yes.
Oh, right. Don't assume.
Yeah. I would just be like, for what?
Yes.
Ask an open-ended question.
What are your needs?
Yeah, exactly.
And he was like, okay, what's your workout regimen? And I was like, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't.
I'm a working mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so, my, yeah.
Young man. Uh-huh. And so he sat there and he just kind of looked at me for a second. And he's like, I'm going to be honest with you. And I was like,
uh-oh.
In my mind, I'm thinking,
please don't.
In my mind, I'm thinking, please don't. Yeah, just let exactly. me get my double German chocolate protein shake powder and leave.
Yeah.
And he's like, just go. I want you to just go work out for 1 week. Just go work out for 1 week.
No.
And then come back.
Excuse me?
And
no.
we'll talk about.
Yeah. No.
He's like, because. He's like, yeah, we have a bunch of like protein powders and
yeah.
stuff. But he's like, honestly, it's not going to do anything for you. You need to work out.
How was your response at that point in time?
I put my head down and I said, okay, I'll see you in a week.
And he walked out.
And then I ran out of the store.
Bye.
As fast as I could.
Did they ring the shame bell as you left?
I felt like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, he told me to just go work out for a week and then come back.
Wow.
So I was like, huh.
So you okay. start, so you're working out today?
I did bring my workout clothes. I remember.
Okay, so you're going to do that for a week and then you'll go back. And
yeah. And then I'll go get my protein.
Right, exactly. Oh, man, I'm sorry about that. On a Friday night, we had some friends over at the house. And one of my buddies is dating someone who claims to be a psychic, a medium. Mm. I know, Jackson, I know you have strong feelings about that. Mm-hmm.
I just go on.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you like to say about it?
So we were hanging out, and halfway through the night, the psychic turns to Jen and says, you know, you have one more child that you're going to parent at some point. And Jen's like, that's weird because my husband over here got the old snippety snap. And the psychic's like, I don't know. I'm telling you what I'm.
I didn't say it was going to be with him.
So here's the strange thing. Last year, Jen had another psychic say that to her, that she's going to have one more child.
Starting to feel the heat.
Now, here's the thing. Neither one turned to me and said, you are too.
Yeah.
John, you're going to die.
I'm going to die.
John Watkins, you can't die on me.
No, I don't want to die.
What are we going to do without you?
Just do it quick and outside. I don't want to clean up a mess.
Okay, but I do reserve the rights to do the slow motion memorial video.
Thank you.
Okay.
Will you play it to In the Arms of an Angel?
No. That's we're going to do it to like Michael Ferranti.
I will remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We'll make it. We'll do the Sarah McLachlan. We'll do that, only we'll do it in the style of the Humane Society. So we'll do all the times.
John messed up.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tape.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm like, well, one or two things. One, Jen's leaving me and I don't know it yet.
Yeah.
Which isn't a big, I mean.
Which, I mean,
you
could,
you could walk into your house, spend 15 minutes and realize, oh.
You're saying it's not a shock?
It's only a matter of time before she leaves this guy.
Well, that's the thing though. Like, sure, if she leaves you, that means you're not dead. You're thinking you're going to leave her a widow.
Uh-huh.
When in reality, if she leaves you, you're dead anyway.
That's a good point.
Because she'll die of exposure. She's not there taking care of you anymore. Doing your laundry, cleaning the house.
Two separate psychics have told her she's going to be a mother again. Neither one said anything to me.
That sucks, man.
You're going to find one.
But still, wouldn't I be involved in that conversation then?
I'm sorry. Have you met your wife?
That's a good point. You're saying that maybe she's just going to take over and I'm more just like I'm a background extra.
Oh, we're busy that weekend. We're our kids flying in. It's not like international.
I don't know, guys. I'm worried about myself.
Yeah.
I just want you to be aware of that.
If it makes you feel any better,
yeah.
Psychics aren't real. So so you shouldn't have anything to worry about.
I know.
Yeah.
But the two of them, I think it's weird because when the second one brought it up, I'm like, I'm going to die.
I'm still here.
I know.
I'm in the room.
I know. A travel website called Big Seven just put out a ranking of the sexiest accents in the world.
Yeah, I blogged about this.
You blogged about it. Yeah, exactly. Number one, do you remember what it was?
New Zealand.
Exactly.
What?
Dude, it's Chris Hemsworth.
New Zealand is basically like Australians trying to speak through a straw.
I was going to say New Zealand. Chris Hemsworth is Australia.
Yeah.
He's not New Zealand. Don't tell him. They don't like when you call him that stuff.
No. That's why I said it's Chris Hemsworth accent that is the sexiest.
Oh, you're saying Australian is.
Yeah, well, you have to have just Chris Hemsworth everything.
Here's the thing. No, New Zealand came in number one. Number two, South African. Which I had a buddy, and he talked like this from South Africa.
Yeah. No, South Africa, they sound like British people with marbles in their mouths.
They do.
That's what they sound like.
Irish was after that.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I like him a little
dirty. Okay, like Colin Farrell, his accent.
That's rough actually, around the edges.
That's the example they use is the Colin Farrell accent.
Yeah. He's got a good one.
Italian?
No? Yeah. All right.
Then Australian, followed by Scottish.
What?
Please.
I'll take literally any accent over Scottish.
Monroe, can we hear some more Scottish accents from you?
No.
What was the Scottish accent you gave us during St. Patrick's Day?
Scottish. That was my Irish.
Oh, that was your Irish?
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh. That's right. You thought the Irish people spoke like Cardi B. I remember that.
Uh-huh. Then France or French, followed by Spanish.
Oh, I do love Spanish.
Southern U.S., a southern drawl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I do love it's the southern ma'am. Accent. It's the ma'am gets me every time. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, you stop it right now.
But it's got to be like, I don't think Cajun accents are sexy. It's more like the Georgian accent. I'm like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Georgian?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Big time.
Yes.
They can tell me whatever
Hope
they want. Oh, yeah.
Harry Connick Jr. talking in that movie all day.
Too much.
Wow, both of you.
It's getting really hot in here.
So we talked about how number one is New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
So someone went and they grabbed some New Zealanders. They gave them romantic movies.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Gave them the scripts.
I'll bet it sounds stupid because New Zealanders don't sound great.
And said, read them. So here you go. Here's your first one. Let's also see if you can name the movie.
Here's a selection of some of the sexiest movie scenes of all time, remastered with the world's sexiest accent.
I waited for you for 7 years, and now it's too late.
I wrote you 365 letters. Written you every day for a year.
Do you guys know what that one is?
Well, that's a notebook.
That is a notebook.
But they sound surprised. Like, everything in New Zealanders sounds surprised because they end their sentence up like it's a question. And like, is it a question or are you telling me something?
Don't we also sometimes talk all up when we talk?
We don't.
No, we don't.
You might.
It's like like the California drawl.
Yeah, and they sound stupid too.
All right, here's your next romantic movie with a New Zealand accent.
Hold on. Keep your eyes
Titanic.
Closed. Do you trust me, babe?
I trust you.
I trust you.
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Fuck. Choice.
Look, there's Picton.
Yeah.
Did he say Picton?
I don't know what he said.
You can't understand them. They're speaking English and you can't understand what they're saying.
My favorite thing about that is the pan flute in the background.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like John is playing his recorder.
That's the song I learned.
It was
last
the exact
year.
Song on a recorder, and it sounded the exact same as the background to that.
So what'd you think of those accents? Sexy?
No.
If you're on Instagram, so are we. Mix1051 Utah. Love for the follow. You can kind of join in with our hijinks every day. And on Monday, you'll be able to see the launch of our brand new t-shirts that we're about to debut. In fact, yesterday, the three of us, we went on a road trip up to Honeyville to go to the production plant.
I got told we were going to the hot springs, so they lied to me. They pulled the wool over my eyes.
No, I got told we were going just past Willard.
Yeah, it was just a little past Willard.
Yeah, by like 45 minutes.
It's a hop, skip, and a jump just past.
We went to Idaho.
Yeah.
Basically.
I know. I'm like, you
guys.
It was
the port of entry.
We're hitting the port of entry. Do I keep going?
So we're really excited because on Monday, we're going to be able to premiere our brand new shirts. If you've heard us talking on the show about them, there are photos of us on them with like catchphrases that you gave us. We did this whole topic one day where we just took some of our favorite catchphrases and we put them onto shirts. For example, Jackson's is, I'm a star.
I'm a star.
And it has a photo of you and your cat, Freddy.
Oh, yeah. He's such a big boy.
For me, it's just a photo of me. And then it says, not Frank. Because during Choose the News every day, a lot of people like to vote instead of just for John. They've decided to vote for not Frank.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, there's a bigger radio personality here in Salt Lake.
Way more successful.
Way more successful.
Yeah, more beloved.
And we just want to remind you that you're not him.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. You got it.
So that's a thing.
Not Frankie.
And then Monroe, she, of course, has big hands on hers.
But I don't have big hands.
And not according
that's
to the photo.
Like
that's not what I saw.
Yeah.
They're small.
Actually,
John,
get that thing away from us.
Did I show you This is what a handful, this is my full handful of popcorn.
Okay.
I put it into her hand. Look at how big her hand
is. Oh my gosh, look how small those kernels are.
I know. Look how big her hands are.
Can we put that up on our Instagram Insta story, Mix1051 Utah?
Right now.
Thank you.
You guys are animals.
So while we're there, yesterday we're driving back and we were wearing the shirts with our own photos on it, which
yeah,
we
because
know.
They really wanted. The t-shirt place really wanted a picture of us wearing
our own shirts.
Our own shirts.
We know how that looks going out in public.
Right.
Wearing a just our own photo.
Well, some of us do.
Some of us do. Like, Jackson, you understood that you should cover it up.
Yeah, I got my other t-shirt.
Yeah.
Put it on.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wear your own face around.
No,
well,
that would be embarrassing.
I'm excited to have it to showcase.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you don't wear it. Yeah.
I didn't know we were stopping to go eat.
So, like, you know, Jackson covers up his shirt. I cover up mine.
Nobody told me. I can't just change in a parking lot.
Go to In-N-Out, and Monroe's wandering around In-N-Out with a huge...
The photos are big.
Photo, a colored photo of herself
it's
in her big hands.
It's almost life size. It's
it really
so big.
Is. Yes.
It's just my face.
Advertising her big, big hands.
And she's so self-conscious. She's got like... hands over her body. She's like crunched over as if she's in stomach pains, trying to keep people from seeing the fact that it's her big old mug just staring out
and
from the shirt.
And you guys walking by, just say, hey, just embrace it.
So funny.
Just embrace it. But the worst part was, okay, so I don't know if you noticed, like in the restaurant, I positioned myself so my back was to the majority of the restaurant.
Yeah. No, I saw. Yes.
Like I was really, really self-conscious about this. And then I got a call that was like, hey, you know, if you want to come meet this dog, you know, I'm here for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed up at this woman's house.
Oh my gosh, were you still wearing the shirt?
Did
you forget you were wearing the shirt?
I can't change in a parking lot.
So you knocked on someone's door and opened up, and then it was just you there with your own photo on your shirt?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. I am so proud of you right now.
Just the queen of awkward.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even mean to do it, and it just still happens.
Which is what we want to hear from you, like your awkward situations. For example, over the weekend, I was at this food truck with the family, and we were waiting for our turn, and this guy walks up, and he's like, yeah, I'll have the usual. And the guy working goes like, I don't know who you are. What is your usual?
That's awesome.
And I'm like...
The usual.
The usual, please.
You've got to be pretty bold to throw in your order around like that.
I go to the same Starbucks every day at the same time.
And the, same thing.
Person comes up and takes my order, and I still order to and say exactly what my order is. I don't have the guts.
No, you let them do it.
Yes.
You let them start it. So when you walk up and they're like, oh, yeah, large Earl Grey, right? And you're like, yes, thank you so much.
Right.
And then you can start saying things like the order. But the employees have to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just throw it out there.
When you go to Taco Bell, do they just shout your order out before you or...
Well, sometimes
they do.
There was one Taco Bell that I ended up not. I can't go back to it because the lady there knew me too well, and she would like I'd pull up, I'd be like, because I order the same thing every time I go.
Uh-huh.
I was like, can I get a cheesy bean and rice burrito? And then she was like, oh yeah, honey, and do you want your spicy potato soft taco? I was like, yes, I do.
I love the potato soft taco.
It's a good taco, no matter what anyone says.
So good.